This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. It's Christmas Eve, so in the mix of people trying to get to their respective holiday destinations, there are lots of delivery trucks and delivery workers trying their best to get those last-minute online shopping orders under the tree in time. The rise of I-want-it-now culture and instant delivery has also put pressure on another limited resource, space on streets and curbs, that rideshare drivers also want. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports on the ongoing battle over space on our streets.
If you're a city planner these days, a lot of your job is thinking about all of the different ways people and things get from place to place. And it feels like that's constantly changing.
20 years ago, it was very simple because it was pretty much on-street parking.
Adam Cohen is a transportation studies researcher at the University of California, Berkeley.
Now we have loading zones for Uber and Lyft, bikes and scooters, and other devices as well.
He says that puts cities in a tough spot. They have to change the current infrastructure to meet the demands of those existing disruptions while planning for future ones like self-driving cars and drones. Kevin Fang is an assistant professor of geography, environment, and planning at Sonoma State University. He says ultimately it boils down to what residents need and how each city was originally built.
Your different cities built at different times. Was it built with 10-foot sidewalks or 20-foot sidewalks? Is there room to reappropriate or not?
He says the infrastructure in New York City or San Francisco should be different than in Des Moines or Missoula. Shailen Batt is CEO of the Intelligent Transportation Society of America. He says city planners need to embrace new technology.
They have a lot more tools in their toolbox than they think they have.
For instance, tracking data.
What are the origins and destinations of people in your city? That's something that we can do through anonymous data.
He says between that and smart planning for emerging technologies, cities will be able to get out in front of rising demand for real estate on their streets. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.